Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
What day is it?
Cyber Monday.
Quick, go get your credit card.
If I had a credit card, I'd shop online.
Oh, everything's online.
We're going to spend 6 to 8% more this year than we did last year.
Why shop in-store when you can buy online?
More than 166 million Americans plan to shop Cyber Monday.
I never have to leave the house.
Shop till you drop.
It's showtime, baby.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
I need a parody of this where it says, "This morning's gonna be a good morning, Kennedy." Could you get that out for me in a few minutes, please? 10 minutes, go.
Not as many things rhyme with morning as do night.
Those syllables don't exactly match up either.
They sure don't. That's why you don't do these, but I do. Maybe so.
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Apple D app from Black Eyed Peas celebrating a birthday today.
One more time.
Apple D app from the Black Eyed Peas. His real name's Alan.
Apple D app.
Apple D app.
How many Black Eyed Peas are there?
Is
there four?
Four? I thought, well, originally, yeah. I think they had Apple D app, Will I Am,
Fergie Ferg. Who's not there anymore.
And then who was the fourth one?
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah. We've interviewed
Taboo.
Him.
His name was Taboo.
Taboo. Nice job, Kennedy.
Did you know Fergie wasn't even the original girl in the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
That's gonna suck. That girl must be like, I was so close.
Almost.
Well, there used to be four Destiny's Childs.
Yep.
And Natalie Maines was not the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah. There were five. There were five members of U2. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
One of them bailed. Oops.
Ringo Starr wasn't the first drummer of the Beatles. Talk about messing up.
Oops.
You want to not leave a band, the Beatles would be a good one to stick around in.
Well, hello, good morning, and welcome. It is Monday, November 28, 2022. Hi, Kennedy.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right,
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
It is good to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gained about 50 pounds over the weekend, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure you didn't.
I'm sure I did or didn't?
Didn't.
Oh, I thought you said did. I was like, no, you're right.
I'm sure you're just fine.
Yeah. Ooh. I haven't even stepped on a scale in a little while. I'm afraid to look.
No, you shouldn't. It's not good for you.
Yeah, I know. I do a lot of things that aren't good for me, Kennedy.
No, you,
I
don't really, even, you really don't.
I don't have a scale in the new apartment. I'm just going off vibes.
I can tell, though. I can tell the way the clothes fit. Oh, nope. Not wearing that this year. I wore that 2 years ago. Can't wear that this year. I was trying to pick out my outfit for Thanksgiving Day because everybody gets
semi-dressed
up,
yes,
even though we don't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Why I got to get dressed up to go into the living room?
I know.
No, I like to dress up. I know what you mean. Our family always dresses
up. Yeah, we always do it. And we had to go take family photos, too. And I was like,
oh,
I kept trying on
Christmas card photos.
Yeah. And I kept trying on shirts. I was like, nope, not that one. Not that. Oh, that sweater's a little tight right there in the belly.
Oof.
All right, Producer Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Glad to be back.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about the show today. Kennedy had a very cool event. What was that, Thursday?
Friday?
Saturday?
It
I don't even know.
It was Friday.
No. What's today?
Today's Monday.
Know. Time is a construct.
It's Cyber Monday, y'all. Get correct. Come
oh,
on,
yes. Now. I've already bought
I didn't shop enough over the weekend.
Oh, really? Did a lot of shopping, huh?
Yes. Yes, that's quite fun. A bit. I took advantage of some Black Friday sales.
Mm.
Like
well,
the grown-up
cool.
that I am.
But I saw Kennedy at the malls the Saturday morning after her big event, and she was walking on water.
Right.
It was a pretty cool, so pretty cool thing.
We'll talk about what that was and what exactly happened. We'll find out how everybody was over the long weekend with Thanksgiving. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about those Thanksgiving dust-ups. Because what is family time at Thanksgiving if you can't get into a good fight over
100%.
A stupid card game or a dice game or some news that you dropped or political opinions or religious opinions? And it's always
well,
good
let's
to have
hope that didn't happen. We all have to be smart enough at this point, don't we?
You would think
not
that,
to do that or would, put that uncle at a different table.
Yeah, you would think.
The joke exists for a reason.
We will tell you how it's going with our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. We'll give you an update on the numbers and let you know where you can donate next. And then, obviously, the 1K holiday payday continues. It starts back up this morning at 7:45. We will give you the artist for the double play and the times. Again, we will do that coming up at 7:45. Talk a little bit about what happened with the Celtics last night. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe coming up in 10 minutes on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Celtics get the win last night over the Washington Wizards. Jason Tatum was out. They win at 130-121.
Smart saves it. Brown. Wow. Oh, my gosh. He just accelerated through that. Like, from second gear to overdrive.
Jaylen Brown went off for like 36 points last night. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, just a quick 36 when Jason Tatum's out.
No big deal.
I wonder what it's like to be that athletic.
To be that good at anything in life. Can you imagine? Just, you know what you do? Go to like an elementary school, Dan, where they have like a 6-foot rim, and then you'll know what it's like to be one of them because you'll be that close to the rim.
My knee creaks if I jump 4 inches. It's about my vertical.
The Celtics are now 16-4. They have the best record in the NBA. I want to talk a little bit about the Patriots. Obviously, they lost on Thursday, but I don't know if you caught the TV ratings for all the Thanksgiving games on Thursday. It was ridiculous. So the afternoon game, that was the Dallas Cowboys. They won over the New York Giants. 42 million viewers on the network and Fox Sports streaming platforms, making it the most watched regular season game on record. That happened on Thursday.
Huh. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I have no idea. People, I guess, just wanted to watch it.
Wanted to watch us lose?
No. Well, that
I mean, the rest of America hates us. So,
well, that was not our game. That
oh, I'm
was,
sorry. I thought you said it was our.
No. So
they
that
hate
was
because they ain't us.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was the Dallas Cowboys over the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The other game, Buffalo Bills, they won over the Detroit Lions. They had 31 million viewers.
Yeah.
And then the first game, which was the Patriots playing against
we played the Vikings.
Vikings. Thank you.
And we got hosed.
We lost
saying.
That game. Right. And we had 27 million viewers of that game.
Okay.
The Patriots were actually practicing yesterday because they play again on this Thursday, which is weird to have two Thursday night games back to back. The Buffalo Bills are coming to town. And just a quick update on the U.S. men's national team in FIFA, Kennedy. Tomorrow's the big day, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Put it on your calendar.
Okay.
Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, we play Iran. We have to win this game.
It's a must
win,
right?
It is a must win. We need the 3 points. If we get the 3 points, we will finish in second place in our pool, and then we will move on to the next round. If we tie or lose, we are out.
So dust off your vuvuzela, Kennedy. We need you.
I am not a vuvuzela person, but I'll be there in spirit.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah.
Yeah.
Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
617-931-1234. If you want to drop us a text in the studio, you have a Good Vibe Tribe story for us. We love to hear them. A couple of post-Thanksgiving roundup Good Vibe Tribe stories, Kennedy. Do you remember the Arizona grandmother who accidentally texted a Thanksgiving invite to a random guy? He was a high school kid. This happened back in 2016.
Yep.
Well, they just had dinner together for the 7th year in a row. And more than that, they are now also business partners. They're involved with a probiotic drinking water brand called Black MP.
All right.
A catering company in New York served Thanksgiving dinner to random passengers on a subway train in Brooklyn. This is a wonderful thing to do. I don't know if I would take food from random strangers on that train.
I don't know. Why not?
Yeah, I guess depending on how
have,
it looked.
You might not have any other food that day.
A New York City Police Department cop spent Thanksgiving with a 59-year-old woman he gave a kidney to in 2018. It was anonymous, but they bonded through letters over the years and they got together. And people are calling this a Thanksgiving miracle. I don't know if you heard this story. This one is just wild to me. So a 28-year-old guy fell off a Carnival cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico, and it was last Wednesday night. And it's the middle of the night. It was 11 o'clock. He had been at the bar with his sister. He left the bar. She thought he was like going back to a stateroom. And then next day at like noon, he never showed back up. So she's like, hey, he's missing. Where is he? Well, the Coast Guard did a huge search and rescue mission and found him. He had been treading water for 15 hours, had hypothermia. He's okay. One official said it is the longest they've seen someone survive under those conditions. What I heard in the story is there was another cargo ship that was going by in the middle of the night. One of the crew members on that cargo ship saw somebody in the water.
Yeah.
They alerted the Coast Guard. Then they still had to find the guy because you're, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I just, that is unbelievable.
I just don't know how you accidentally fall off a cruise.
Yeah.
Well, those margaritas were probably hitting.
I get it.
You
but
lean
I mean,
over the side just a little too far.
I mean.
And here are a few Cyber Monday shopping tips, Kennedy.
Give it to me.
Be careful about scams. As always, if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. So be careful with weird websites that you've never used before. And don't just Google best Cyber Monday deal on blank because scammers buy those ads.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Avoid shipping delays with in-store pickup. Most stuff should ship in time for the holidays, but it's safer to buy it online and then go pick it up. Compare prices to make sure you're getting a really good deal. Sites like Camel let you compare prices and see what things cost in the past. Set a firm budget, Kennedy. Don't get tempted to spend more than you plan to. Just buy the stuff you definitely want. And the best tip that I can give you is shop early. If there's something specific and you want, don't wait to buy it till later tonight. Do it right now, Kennedy, while we're running commercials. The most popular products with the best deals could sell out by then. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe Audio, Kennedy?
Well, today is Cyber Monday, as you say, and Alexa always likes to bring funny jokes for Cyber Monday, so here they are.
I hope shopping on Cyber Monday doesn't take too much time away from your regular schedule of wasting time on social media. Cyber Monday. Finally a reason to legitimately appear focused at work. Cyber Monday. The only time in the year when people actually look forward to Monday. Cyber Monday. Because it's frowned upon to be in a store with no bra, sweatpants, and a glass of wine. And Cyber Monday. The art of acquiring things you don't need. With money you don't have. Good luck climbing out of debt, suckers.
Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 1041.
Colonel, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
From The Princess Bride. Kennedy had quite the event. She hosted Carrie Always at the Chevalier Theater, where they had a showing of the movie, and then there was a question and answer session afterwards. How did it go?
It was an unreal evening. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, that movie has meant so much to me, as it does, I think, anybody who's seen it, saw it when they were a young person and traveled through to their adult years. It's just one of those things that you can get quotable and all of that. So basically what had happened was, as I got there a little bit early, and they kind of had me come down in the backstage area, which is underneath the stage, really. And then Carrie got there at around a little after 7.
Mm-hmm.
He had to sign hundreds of books because there was a VIP thing that happened afterwards. You could have bought a little bit more of your ticket, and you got a copy of the book signed by Carrie, and you got to take a picture with him.
And that didn't even happen until 10 o'clock. Like, the man is a machine. So he walks in. He looks everyone in the eye. He says, hello, I'm Carrie. It's nice to meet you. He uses his name every time you talk to him. He uses your name. So he's like, all right, here's the deal. We're going to do book signings, hair and makeup, and then Kennedy, you and I are going to have a chat.
Oh, I'm Kennedy. Like,
what? Okay.
Inconceivable.
Okay, totally fine. Everything's fine.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
So he sits there, he signs the books in like 15 minutes flat. It was really something to behold.
I'm sure he has his autograph down pat after
all
these
years. But it's a full name. You can see it and stuff like that. So, and then he went in with the wonderful hair and makeup lady, and then he's like, Kennedy, let's chat. And I'm like, keep it cool, keep it cool. So we discussed some questions that I was going to ask.
Right.
And he just kind of, you know, was extemporaneous about it, just talking about, he's like, well, what do you think? What do people want to hear?
So is this is beforehand, and they had given you some questions.
Yeah. So he had some questions, you know, his people gave me some questions. He's like, and this is while everybody else is watching the movie.
Right.
And he's like, Kennedy, you know, he's been doing this since 2017.
Wow.
So he's been doing this for a minute. So he knows what people want to hear.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? He knows the questions that people want to ask. So we just kind of worked together because I was like, oh, is this about this? Because I've read his book twice, you know. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's this. But we were able to work it out. I had an idea for a question. And he's like, oh, yeah, take this one out and use that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audience was allowed to ask questions, and they wrote them on little cards. So they brought all the cards back, and then we went through them, and he picked the ones that he liked the best.
Right.
And then those were the ones we were going to ask.
And so the whole while, you and Carrie Elwes from The Princess Bride are just sitting backstage in the green room.
Just chatting.
What did he have for spread?
Oh, nothing. He's the most low-maintenance human
really?
On the planet.
There wasn't, like, red M&Ms?
No, gosh.
Fiji water?
No.
Really?
No.
There was no food at all? Nothing?
No, not really.
14 bottles of Ace of Spades?
No, just coffee and water.
Yeah.
No, it was an evening. He'd already eaten because they, you know, they
Yeah, but still, it doesn't matter. They usually, you know, at a theater.
He's not that kind of person. He didn't need any of it. And so...
Could you hear the audience, like, laughing and watching the movie in the background?
Yeah, yeah. So you could hear them laughing during certain parts. You could hear them, you know, at whatever. And then so we chatted for a while, and it was really great. And then I was like, well, let me let you get ready and finish up. So I went back into the other room. And then he's got it down to such a science that literally he... You know, the guy that he was working with was like, you know, 5 minutes, you know, and then he walks out of his dressing room, zips up his jacket right as they're like, OK, let's go upstairs. Like he's down to science. So then we got to go upstairs. So I go on stage and I say, hi, I'm Kennedy. And then
how was that reaction?
It was great, you know, because we had given away some tickets and there were a lot of folks out there who listened to the show and they were really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to introduce him and he came out and then he just sat there and, you know, they were like, you're probably only get to like 8 questions.
Right.
I got to 15.
Really? And what were you?
I moved things along.
So you're sitting on bar stools, you're in chairs, like you have sofas?
Like two little chairs with microphones. Mm-hmm. We both had like microphone stands, but we didn't use them because they were very awkward. So we just sat there and I asked questions and then he answered. And every once in a while he'd be like, so this happened. Kennedy, you wouldn't believe it. Looks over at me and I'm like, I'm feeling really fun. It's just the nicest man. One of the questions was not even a question. It was from a 9-year-old girl named Lainey. And she was like, can you just say my name? And so he's like, hi, Lainey. And then he goes, where are you? And then he went out to the audience, got her, brought her up, let her sit in his chair.
Mm.
It was the first time she'd ever seen the movie.
Right.
And, you know, was so kind to her and then put her, you know, sent her back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he answered all of these questions with he's such a great storyteller. And he told this one story about Andre the Giant and him farting, which was for me a really hard thing to listen to.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's really funny because somebody
right
posted.
To potty humor?
Somebody posted. Well, it happened on set and it was something that, it was funny because it wasn't in the book, I don't recall. And so it was a story I'd never heard. And somebody commented on my Facebook, like, you handled that like a champ. I know that was hard for you.
You're a keeper professional. So the first time that little girl saw the movie, she got brought on stage by the star of said movie.
By the Dread Pirate Roberts himself.
In front of 1,000 people.
Yes. And then, but like I said, he was so nice to everyone. The entire staff at the Chevalier was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to them. And
what was the one question that you got to ask that you were glad you got to ask?
Well, I asked him so in the movie when they're in the fire forest and they're like evading the ROUSs,
mm-hmm.
and at one point she gets sucked into the sand and then he dives headfirst after her. Well, he was supposed to jump in like holding his nose because that's the way the stunt guy did it and that was the way they felt like that the stunt was set up. But instead he sat there and this was like their second day of shooting. And he's like, yeah, well, what if I go in headfirst?
And the Rob Reiner's like, absolutely not.
Right.
If you get hurt, that's it. We've just started filming. We have a whole movie to film. You can't do it. And he's like, yeah, but I just don't think Wesley would jump in, hold his nose.
Right.
It's not very valiant.
Right.
So then the stunt guy was like, all right, I'll try it. And he did it. And then Carrie's like, Rob Reiner says, you have one take.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get it, we're not doing it.
Right.
And he did it in one take.
Right.
Which is just really cool.
Oh, so you just asked him about that doing it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, how the trap door worked and how they make it look like it happened and how he landed like in people's arms underneath the deck. Like it wasn't, they didn't have a ton of money for this movie, you know. And he was so kind. And then somebody asked, you know, what's your favorite role you have? And he said, being a dad. And it was just like, oh. He was the nicest man. And it's so nice when you meet people who you admire and they're nice.
What a cool moment for your career too.
I just, and then as we were getting ready to go on stage, I had brought my book because I have the hardback copy from when I bought it a million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Kennedy, I've not signed your book. And I'm like, oh, it's okay, Carrie, we're getting ready. He's like, nonsense. So he signed the inside, and then the book cover has a poster inside. I had no idea. I have owned that book for years, and I never took the dust cover off.
Oh, really?
And there's a poster inside, and he wrote, Kennedy, you rock. As you wish.
On your
Carrie
poster?
Alice. Yep.
Percy, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, they all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
From the
He said that was his favorite line in the whole movie.
From
anybody
the
want a peanut?
508, it was a great night. Kennedy was awesome. Carrie's impressions were outstanding.
He kept talking about the people who worked on set, and they all talked like they were chimney sweeps. Governor, you can't do that, you know. And he would switch when he was telling the story. He would switch into that accent.
Right.
It was fantastic.
Did
it
you
really
and Carrie always take a selfie or a photo or anything?
We took a picture down before we went up. It's on my social media if you want to see it.
And, I do want to see it.
And he was so nice. He's like, Kennedy, we haven't taken a picture. And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't want to bother. And he's like, come here. And then he was like, no, you have to stand. He has a good side.
Oh,
so
okay.
He moved me, and then when
typical
we went,
actor.
And no, it's fine. Knowing your good side is a really important thing. And then we were getting ready to go on stage, and I figured I would walk up first and then sit in the far chair because that just makes sense. And he's like, "No, you have to sit at this chair. That's my chair.
That's my
and
side."
I said, "I said it's important to know your good side." I said, "I just happen to have two."
Oh,
and he was like, "Kennedy, you're so funny."
Have fun storming the castle.
Is it all right?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.
Were you just on cloud nine?
I was. One
home.
Of the questions was, did you have fun storming the castle? It was very funny. You
Good
guys
stuff.
Were very clever.
Good stuff.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. The French luxury brand Balenciaga is dealing with some major heat due to an ad campaign featuring pictures of young kids holding bags that look like teddy bears in bondage gear. Kim Kardashian, who is a spokesperson for an ambassador for Balenciaga, was getting a lot of heat over the weekend saying, why haven't you said anything? Why haven't you said anything? And she finally did, saying, as a mother of four,
I've been shaken by the disturbing images. The safety of children must be held with the highest regard, and any attempts to normalize child abuse of any kind should have no place in our society, period. I've been quiet for the past few days, not because I haven't been disgusted and outraged by the campaigns, but because I wanted an opportunity to speak to their team to understand for myself how this could have happened. She says she's currently reevaluating her relationship with the brand, basing it off their willingness to accept accountability for something that should have never happened to begin with, and the actions I am expecting to see them take to protect children. I appreciate Balenciaga's removal of the campaigns and an apology. In speaking with them, I believe they understand the seriousness of the issue and will take necessary measures for this never to happen again. In addition to that picture, somebody found another ad campaign that had a photo with documents about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on child porn laws, which is a really weird thing to put in an ad. Mm-hmm. So here's what happened next. The photographer who shot the ad has broken his silence. Gabrielle Galimberti issued a statement on Instagram saying, following the hundreds of hate mails and messages I received as a result of the photos I took for the campaign, I feel compelled to make this statement. I'm not in a position to comment on Balenciaga's choices, but I must stress that I was not entitled whatsoever in any manner to neither choose the products nor the models nor the combination of the same. So basically saying he just did his job. Balenciaga has filed a $25 million lawsuit against the producers of the ad. The fashion house brought suit against the company North Six and set designer Nicolas Desjardins and his company for the inclusion in one of the ads regarding the Supreme Court document that I spoke about earlier. Balenciaga is bringing the case to seek redress for extensive damages defendants caused in connection with an advertising campaign that we paid them to produce. They say as a result of the defendant's misconduct, members of the public, including the news media, have falsely and horrifically associated Balenciaga with the repulsive and deeply disturbing subject of the court decision. Defendants are liable to Balenciaga for all harm resulting from this false accusation.
It was your ad campaign.
I have a hard time believing that somebody from Balenciaga didn't have to check
off. Of course they did. They're covering their very wealthy brand.
Why don't you just say, bad, my bad?
Well, because nobody can do that. Nobody's an adult over there, obviously.
Nobody's adult anywhere. Just say my bad. Just say my bad.
Why are you taking pictures of a kid with bondage teddy bears to begin with? Who is that person? Who is that person? What is that about? But then, yes, for Balenciaga to just ignore it and allow it to happen.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
To act like they don't have final say is so on their own ad campaign.
But who even...
It was their Black Friday stuff.
But who would hand a bondage bear to a child for a commercial ad? It's just all stupid.
The world of fashion is weird. It's disgusting. I'm looking at the pictures and I'm trying to figure out what they were trying to go for.
It's not artistic.
And I don't get it at all.
It's kid with bondage bears. That's not artistic.
I agree. So that's what's happening.
But them acting like they had nothing to do with it is
really,
so strange.
It's really gross. I would say let's boycott Balenciaga, but I would never afford to buy anything from Balenciaga. So there it is.
Well, Lizzo won't be walking in her Balenciensis anymore.
Over the past week, we've heard that the Cleveland area home from the 1983 classic A Christmas Story is for sale. And we also heard that former child actor Yano Anaya, who played Grover Dill in the movie, was trying to put together a group to buy the house. However, not going so well. Apparently, he was outside the house earlier this month taking pictures with fans when the owner, a guy by the name of Brian Jones, showed up and started screaming at him to get off the property. Here's what that sounded like.
Get the out. Leave now. Get away from my property. Don't ever come here again. Never, ever again. Leave now. I'm serious. Get going.
What is wrong with you, man?
Why are you being scammed, people? You are such a scammer.
A scammer? I'm giving him free.
You see all the crap on your website? You're trying to get people to donate for stuff? What is wrong with you?
So the actor had put together GoFundMe, and he had some people. He wanted to get some people together, buy it, and perhaps make it available to the public. But I guess that wasn't going so well. So
how much had he garnered?
Don't know the answer to that question, but you were asking me last time I did this story if the guy, Brian Jones, who's selling the house, said that it was a Christmas Story house. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Real, yeah.
Right.
The listing doesn't even come with an asking price. He says that, you know, that it comes with a home. It also comes with the museum that's attached.
Right.
He purchased it on eBay in 2004 for $150,000. But yeah, he's very much leaning into the fact that it was, you know, the Goonies house sold last week for like $1 million.
Sure, so he's hoping to play off of that.
Why wouldn't you?
But it's just weird that the other guy's creating a GoFundMe to do it. Like, if you're going to try
he was trying to, you know,
give it back to the, you know, make it an available thing that people could see, and he isn't in a place to afford it. And so, yeah, I mean, that's what GoFundMe's for, right?
Yeah, but then, yeah.
And how much does Drake love DJ Khaled? Well, so much so that he spares no expense, so that while he's having private time to himself in the bathroom, he'll be comfortable. Drake recently sent the rapper 4 luxury Toto toilets. The features include heated seats, a UV light cleaning system, air dehumidifier, bidet. Well, let me let him tell you.
Listen, this is not no regular toilet bowl. My brother Drake just bought me and my family about 4 big toilet bowls. This is called the Toto toilet bowl. If you've ever been to Drake's house, his toilet bowls are incredible. Melissa, what's some of the features?
It has a UV light cleaning system.
It got a UV light cleaning system.
It's remote control operated.
Say it again.
It's remote control operated.
It's automatic.
One more time.
See, this the water, too, that splats up, right?
Air deodorizer as well. Nightlight.
Me and my queen been talking about getting Toto's for the whole house. Now, honey, we got Toto toilet bowls.
Heated seats, too.
It's quite an experience, let me tell you.
Another one.
We the best.
Another
cleanest
one.
Cleanest butts in the rap game.
He says another that's one. Where he does his best thinking. He says it's where you meditate and reflect on life and where his best ideas come from. So he was great.
It's an interesting gift. That's when you know you're friends with people who have everything. Like, yeah. You're down to giving them toilet seats.
$15,000 for the top brand of Toto.
Or if you want a reasonably priced one, there's some for $600.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows?
I mean, this is an interesting way. I mean, I might spend that kind of money on a refrigerator, not on a toilet, because you probably use a little bit more. But I guess if you have the money,
I think you use them equally.
Yeah.
I use my refrigerator
one
a lot
to eat,
more.
One to rid yourself of the eat.
Mm. Another one.
Was that New England winter? The toilet seat can get cold, but
that's
not at DJ Khaled's house.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
And we just lost our contestant. Apparently, Kennedy, I'm told, this guy, 6 from Holliston, has called 30 to 40 times, and he finally got through today.
Well, what happened?
And we lost him. I don't know. He went through the tunnel, got disconnected, bad cell service.
Come on.
Producer Dan is working behind the scenes feverishly right now to try and get 6 back on the line. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Oh, hi. It's Joy from Medway.
Hey, Joy from Medway. You're filling in for 6 from Holliston, okay?
I heard.
I know. It's tough. That's tough. All right, you know the deal, right? 5 pop culture trivia questions. We go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Okay, great. I will. Okay. Kennedy, leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
This is all happening so fast, Joy.
I know. We got one person with 3 letters in their name to the next person with 3 letters in their name. That's pretty good, Dan. Like how you made that synergy happen.
That's it.
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Joy, are you ready?
I am ready.
Jennifer Grey says we can expect some characters from the original Dirty Dancing to return in the upcoming sequel. Which now deceased actor starred opposite her in the original?
Patrick Swayze.
74 years ago today, 1948, the very first Polaroid camera went on sale. They sold for $89.95. Which song has the line, "Shake it like a Polaroid picture"?
Hey Ya.
Question number 3. Budweiser will ship the band Unsold Beer to the nation that wins the World Cup. Which country is the World Cup taking place in that is banned alcohol sales?
I think I'm saying this right. Qatar.
Question number 4. Pre-sale tickets for Garth Brooks' Vegas residency went on sale Monday and sold out right away. In his song Friends with Low Places, what did he show up in that ruined the black tie affair?
Oh, I don't know. Jeans.
All right. And question number...
Cowboy boots?
Pick one.
Cowboy boots.
Question number 5. Ben Platt and Noah Galvin are engaged. They both play the lead role in this Broadway musical where Ben originated the role and later reprised it for a motion picture. Name the musical.
Oh, my God. I was just watching this. What was it? I don't know. Rent? I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was pretty good filling in for six there, Joy. That was nice work.
Coming off the bench cold, you did all right.
Oh, God. And usually my son is here with me because we always listen to you guys waiting for the bus. I can't believe he's not here for this.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Joy got 4 out of 5 right.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Jennifer Grey says we can expect some characters from the original Dirty Dancing to return in the upcoming sequel. Which now deceased actor starred opposite her in the original?
Patrick Swayze.
Tied at 1. 74 years ago today, 1948, the very first Polaroid cameras went on sale, and they were $89.95.
They still are. Funny story.
Which song has the line, "Shake it like a Polaroid picture"?
Hey Ya.
From Outkast. Tied at 2. Budweiser will ship the banned unsold beer to the nation that wins the World Cup. Which country is the World Cup taking place in that has banned alcohol sales?
Qatar.
Tied at 3. Presale tickets for Garth Brooks' Vegas residency went on sale Monday and sold out right away. In his song, Friends with Low Places, what did he show up in that ruined the black tie affair?
I showed up in boots.
Can blame it all on his roots, Kennedy.
Mm.
Tied at 4, question number 5. Ben Platt and Noah Galvin are engaged. They both played the lead role on this Broadway musical where Ben originated the role and later reprised it for a motion picture. Name the musical.
Dear Evan Hansen.
That is it. Yeah. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Well, Joy, unfortunately, we don't you don't get the win. We don't give you the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play and to save our hides this morning.
Yes, you have our thanks.
We're appreciative. What do you want What do you want to say,
so
Kennedy,
excited.
Before you go?
This is Joy and Janelle from Medway, and we can't beat Kennedy, but we can tire.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. This is where we give the show to you. You wanted to host a radio show? Here's your chance. We want to know. All you have to do is share with us what you did over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy? What did you do?
Well, let's see. Spent a lot of time in the mall, collected toys, which was awesome. On Friday, I got to host the event with Carrie Elwes at the Chevalier Theater, which was game changer.
Just
a really
yes.
bucket list item for me.
It's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then on Saturday, a friend came over and cooked me a whole Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, well, that is super cool.
I didn't have any, so it was really lovely. Now I have leftovers and sandwiches and
everything.
That is
so
I can't
good.
Remember the last time I had leftovers at my house, so it is wonderful.
Amy is from Brookline, New Hampshire. How was your weekend? What'd you do?
So it's kind of a lie. It was a few days before, but I was saying to Dan that because of you guys, my husband had won a trip a couple of years ago through Visit Florida.
Yeah.
And we went to Miami. I'm not going to lie. Miami, not my favorite city, but it was a free trip. It was awesome to be able to go there. We took our one-year-old daughter as well. And my birthday was last week. And my husband surprised me with going to a Bruins game, randomly happened to be on my birthday. So we went to Sunrise, Florida, for a Bruins game against the Panthers. And they did lose, but we were 3 rows from the ice.
Wow, that amazing. Is spectacular.
Yeah. And I can tell you right now, we're never going to have seats like that in Boston. So to be able to do that in Florida.
Yeah. They don't care about hockey the way we do here.
That's a long way to go for a Bruins game, but I like it.
Hey, again, thank you to Mix 104.1 for being able to give us a free trip to Miami to be able to do that.
Let's go.
So, and thank you, Bruins, for being able to make it so that it was on my birthday. So happy birthday to me, and thank you, Bruins, for having a game.
Nice.
Yeah,
super cool.
I hope you wore a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah, right.
Because when you go from that pasty New England weather right to 80 and sunny.
Let's see. Jackie's from Clinton. What did you do this weekend, Jackie?
I walked a lot, which was good. I got to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which was fantastic. I got to listen to this lady tell us about her fabulous time in Miami. Right on the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the weekend anymore, but we're going into Monday, so happy for her. And
well, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is cool, too.
Still, that is a great show. Yeah. I love seeing
You also did the Christmas cards this weekend, right?
Oh, my gosh. Talk about knowing those zip codes. He's got them all memorized in the state of Massachusetts.
Oh, my
Anybody
God.
Yet?
It
Kennedy,
is a mess.
Next challenge, game on, girlfriend.
That sounds good.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for
Jackie.
Calling.
Julie is from Acton. What did you do this weekend, Julie?
I painted my bedroom with paint that I've had since 2016. I haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Oh, that must have felt good.
I didn't want to do it yet.
Is it still good? Just sitting there for 8 years?
Out into the
Then I looked at the hallway, and I realized that that needs to be redone, too. And the bedroom needs to be repainted.
That's
you started a chain of events.
Yeah.
As soon as you paint one, you got to paint all.
You're going down a black hole now. You don't want to know.
Get a sprayer. It is a game changer.
That's what you get. Should have left it there from 2016.
We went bowling this weekend, Kennedy, down in Mashpee at the Lanes. Mm-hmm. My brother, or my sister-in-law and her husband came. It was their first Thanksgiving being married. You know, I married them earlier this year down in Charlotte. And it's awesome because, so the Lanes in Mashpee Commons is kind of like a casual place. They have a bar and a restaurant connected, and there's maybe 10 lanes, let's say, or 15 lanes. And it's a lot of families and just loud and chaos.
Like a bowling alley is. Yeah,
and there's disco lights going and black lights and just music pumping. And in rolls my new brother-in-law with his own bag and his three balls.
Do you need three bowling balls?
Well, he has two, and then Lane, my sister,
they packed those and brought them with them.
They drove from Charlotte.
That's some intimidation and tactics, right?
I mean, their own shoes. And in fact, other people were coming over and interviewing my brother-in-law about his bowling skills.
I'm sure.
I feel like even two bowling balls is one more than you need.
Well, you know,
does one like have more spin?
Yeah. It depends on the lanes. Depends on the oiling. He told us all about it.
You better be damn good if you're talking about oiling.
He rolled a 299 earlier this year.
Wow.
Okay, so he's good.
Very, very good.
I can only do that at Dave and Buster's.
Right. Melissa's from Attleboro. What did you do this weekend?
So my son's best friend gave him tickets to that Princess Bride show, and we got to chat for a couple minutes with Kennedy afterwards, which was lovely.
Hi.
The show was so much fun. Zachary, say hi. He was there. So it was the two boys and us.
Yeah.
And it was super fun to meet you. The show was so incredible.
Well, thank you for stopping and saying hi as I was taking off my shoes and getting in my car.
Thanks for saying hi to us. We had, it was so much fun. I know.
Those were 2-hour shoes.
But they wanted to say hi. It was so fun.
She's meaner in person, isn't she?
I'm so glad you had fun.
Zachary.
No, she was lovely.
Zachary, did you enjoy the show?
I did. It was so good.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Oh, that's
awesome. Really was a cool moment.
All right, thanks, Zachary.
Thanks, guys.
How about you, Producer Dan? How was your weekend?
I had a good weekend. You know, I spent Thanksgiving with my sister and her husband. It was kind of low-key, but it was just nice to be around family for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was at the malls all weekend, and let me tell you, I lost a lot of the Christmas spirit I have accrued trying to park at the North Shore Mall on Black Friday.
That was
chaos. Yeah, you got to shake off the parking lot. You got to remember the good stuff and off the parking lot.
I circled that Black Friday lot like 15 times. I was like, I'm losing the spirit.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
I actually parked in Burlington and just walked over to the North Shore Mall. That's where my spot
was. But we met
was.
Tons of amazing people. It
That's
was really
true.
Nice.
That is true.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward.
You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, it's been 20 years since Jennifer Lopez dropped This Is Me Then. And in honor of the set's anniversary, she's announced a follow-up album that's titled This Is Me Now. We're expecting it sometime in 2023. 13 tracks currently planned. She spilled a few exciting details about her big project with Vogue. Both This Is Me Then and This Is Me Now were dedicated to Ben Affleck. She announced it on Instagram with the video that kind of gives us one little tease of a tease of a tease, as they are wont to do.
This is me now. This is me now.
The record promises to reveal the emotional, spiritual, and psychological journey she's taken over the past two decades. It will be her first album in 8 years. I don't have the exact date yet, but the songs are described as plaintive, confessional songs, reflections on the trials of her past, upbeat jams celebrating love and sex. So there you go.
I heard the first song off the album, Dan, is going to be Two Dunks and a Pack of Marlboro Reds.
I'm just grateful that she lets him do those things. Because right. That's the whole reason they broke up in the first place.
I mean, he is who he is.
She wanted him to be somebody else, and now she's like, it's fine, Ben.
That's what I'm saying.
A leopard can't change his spots. If you love cigarettes and donkeys, just embrace it.
Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski were spotted together at the Knicks game on Sunday night. This is their first public appearance as a rumored couple. They sat courtside for the Knicks-Grizzlies game. They were sitting between Ben Stiller and Jordan Sparks. But what was really fun was what happened on social media. So the Knicks put a picture of them on their Instagram, and then the Denver Nuggets commented saying, can you ask them if it's official? And then the Knicks replied, I would, but they're busy. The Atlanta Hawks then wrote, we need more info. And the Knicks wrote back literally same. I love it when social media accounts get it. I love it when they get it.
It's just wild.
It just makes me laugh. Like, having some fun with it, I love it. Absolutely love it.
There was some celebrities at the Celtics game last night, Kennedy.
There's always celebrities at
the Celtics game. As there should be. The Celtics are actually good.
Maria Menounos was in town for the game
She had to come home to see her family for Thanksgiving.
You know? My son Parrot was there.
Okay. Really, buddy.
That's a stretch, huh?
Carson, royal update for you.
Oh, I'm here for it, Kennedy.
This is important news.
This is a big one.
I have all the details. The Prince and Princess of Wales will arrive in Boston on Wednesday. And here is what I know. The trip will start with a welcome at Boston City Hall, where Mayor Michelle Wu and Ambassador Caroline Kennedy will help the couple start the countdown to the glitzy, star-studded Earthshot Prize ceremony at the MGM Music Hall on Friday evening. On Thursday, Prince William and Kate will see the work that the organizations in Boston are doing to create a more sustainable world. And they'll learn about some of the innovative technologies being utilized at Greentown Labs in Somerville. Later on Thursday, they'll hear about the efforts of ROCA, a nonprofit organization that has worked for 35 years to create a cohesive approach to help save the journey of the lives of high-risk young people. Princess Kate will make a solo visit to the Center on the Developing Child at Harvard University to learn some best practices that can be taken back to her royal foundation. Prince William will tour the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum. Of course, President Kennedy's moonshot, which challenged America to put a man on the moon, is the key inspiration behind the Earthshot Prize. As for the thing on Friday, Billie Eilish will be there. She is on the roster of performances for the Earthshot Prize ceremony. And she will be there alongside Phineas. Annie Lennox and Ellie Goulding will be there. Chloe and Halle will be there. Prizes will be awarded by Emmy Award-winning actor and James Bond villain Rami Malek, comedian Catherine O'Hara from Schitt's Creek, and activist Shailene Woodley. And Kate will also hand out the prestigious prizes.
How's it going with Good Will Hunting and getting the prince and princess, or just the prince, really?
Well, I believe I would have given you that news a long time ago.
To Leo and Birmingham Parkway.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Well, we have his entire schedule. We know where he's going to be.
If you send the where it says you have to say Birmingham like that when you say our address of the radio station. Yes, you have an appointment at Birmingham Parkway. Yes.
I think it would be Birmingham.
Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell them there'll be a fox hunt.
Yes, Gostin and Kennedy will be there hosting tea, sir.
Co-hosting the event will be BBC Radio's Clara Amfo and Korean-American actor and producer Daniel Day Kim.
They're bringing in somebody from England
Correct.
On the radio.
Correct.
To host a gig in Boston.
Correct.
And not somebody in radio from Boston.
No, because what? This is their event and they can do whatever
it is that
they like. But
it's in Boston.
I can understand that.
What?
I don't know what to tell you.
They need to check with you first before the radio people come
oh
in
my,
town.
I feel like I've been stabbed in the back by the Royals.
She has like, you know, almost 300,000 followers.
But she has no followers in Boston.
I disagree with that, but you know. She's a very, very famous,
no shade on her. I'm not mad at her.
Known presenter,
sure,
as they say,
lovely.
In Britain.
How good is she at trivia?
Thank you.
I don't think they're doing that there. So,
well, the whole event's going to be crap,
can't
then.
Beat the queen. It's a new game we're coming up with for the show.
It's going to be quite an evening.
How does that happen? What are we doing over there, MGM Grand? You should
it's
be
not
calling
MGM Grand's fault.
Oh, it's their fault, obviously.
No, it's not. Yeah, they booked all this. No, no.
I'm sure
they
did.
Picked who they wanted to be there, 100%.
Come to Boston and bring in a DJ from London. Pshaw.
They're called presenters, Carson.
Of course they are, presenters.
So they're right, called guys. In Birmingham.
Birmingham.
If they did bring somebody in from Boston, were you sure you're going to be the first choice?
Who else are they going to ask?
It would be somebody from like BUR or something. It would be, you know, someone who like is in the news and like very... stayed, no
yes.
opinions.
Prince William's on the line. Find me the local pop station.
Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Catherine from Holliston.
Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thanks.
You also have Parker, who is 8 years old. Good morning, Parker.
Hi. Hey, good morning.
It's pronounced Paca.
Paca.
Yeah, we're just on our way to... Paca.
Is he going to school this morning?
Yeah, we're just on our way to bring him to the bus stop now, and then I'm off to work after being on vacation for the last 2 weeks. So
oh, that's going to be a tough
reality.
One.
That's reality. So this is a great way to start the Monday.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio.
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you the cash. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Cannot hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Nicole Kidman got a standing ovation for bidding $100,000 on Hugh Jackman's Music Man hat for charity. Nicole has been married to this country singer since 2006. Who is he?
Keith Urban.
Weird Al Yankovic says Warner Brothers turned down his request to do a Harry Potter parody. Which instrument is Weird Al known for playing?
Oh, God. I don't know. The ukulele.
Rolling Stone ranked the 100 best TV theme songs of all time. The Jeffersons is at number one. The Jeffersons theme song, they are moving on up to where?
To the east side.
And?
And... the west side.
Question number four. James Vanderbeek says his daughter has discovered his cry face meme and she uses it against him. James Vanderbeek is best known for a starring role in which hit WB show from 1998 to 2003?
Oh, Dawson's Creek.
And Randy Newman turning 79 today. He wrote and performed the theme song from the movie Toy Story. The song even became the theme song of the franchise and has been used in all four films. Can you name that song?
You Got a Friend in Me?
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
That is really, really good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Okay, good.
Catherine got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready,
Thank
Kennedy?
You.
These are difficult. Nicole Kidman got a standing ovation for bidding $100,000 on Hugh Jackman's Music Man hat for charity. Nicole has been married to this country singer since 2006.
Keith Urban.
Tied at 1. Weird Al says Warner Brothers turned down his request to do a Harry Potter parody. Which instrument is Weird Al known for playing?
The accordion.
2-1. Rolling Stone ranked the 100 best TV theme songs of all time, and the Jeffersons is at number 1. The Jeffersons theme song. They are moving on up to where?
The east side.
To
a deluxe apartment in the sky.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. That's right. 3-1. James Vanderbeek says his daughter has discovered his cry face meme and she uses it against him.
It will burn.
James Vanderbeek is best known for a starring role in which hit WB show from 1998 to 2003?
Dawson's Creek.
4-3.
Also, Mox from Varsity Blues.
Question number 5. Randy Newman turning 79 today. He wrote and performed the theme song for the movie Toy Story. It even became the theme song of the franchise. Has been used in all 4 films. Can you name that song?
You've Got a Friend in Me?
That is the one. Nice job, Kennedy.
Good job, Kennedy.
Yeah, that is tough. That is tough. Catherine and Parker, nice job this morning.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Catherine and Parker from Holliston, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Boston's best variety.
617-931-1234. That's the number into the studio. You can call or text. Again, 617-931-1234. What caused the dust up over Thanksgiving? What was the stupid, ridiculous, inane thing that caused people to get into a fight? Like a stupid dice game. We quit playing Uno. We didn't do Uno this year.
Which is smart.
Right?
Because you ruined a proposal once.
We did. You know, my sister-in-law and her fiancé were back this year, and now they are married. And so we decided to stay away from Uno.
That's good. That draw 4 will make you act up, turn you into a different person.
And my wife went and picked up the game Left, Center, Right. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with this dice game?
Of course I am.
Mm-hmm. I had never played it before. I thought it was called Left, Right, Center.
I always called it.
But that's not it. It's Left, Center, Right.
Whatever.
And so it's a dice game that you can add money to make it more interesting.
Well, that's the only way you play. I don't know how you'd play without money. Mm-hmm. It's all about money.
I guess so. I don't know.
It's all about dollar bills, y'all.
Well, we didn't play with dollar bills. We played with scratchies.
Right.
And so we all had a bunch of scratchies. Started with like a $2 scratchy for the first couple of games and up to a $5 and then a $10. And we got into a huge fight about how to play the game.
It makes no sense because the rules are absolute concrete. You roll a dice, you go left. You go right, you go center.
When you say we got into a fight, who was the driving factor? Because I feel like most of these fights start with you.
Actually, it wasn't me involved in this one at all. It was Lana and her sister.
Oh,
they were going at it.
You don't get in the middle of sister fighting.
I was just like, I'm going to go get another beer. I'll be right back because that's what always helps.
I just
helps.
Really think y'all shouldn't play games. Y'all should watch movies.
We just fight about which movie to watch.
Does their Alabama accent come out thicker when they're both mad?
Oh, my gosh. It is so much. And it was just confusing. Who wins the game? How do you win the game?
When no one else has money but you.
Right. It's well, there was no money. We were using chips.
Same difference. Whoever has all the chips, then you win.
Mm-hmm. But what happens if you have chips, but then there's chips in the center? What happens with those chips?
You win everything. If you're the last one with chips, you win everything.
Well, it was just very confusing to all of us because none of us had ever played it before. And then
if only there were rules.
I know. And then the whole confusion of which way is left and which way is right caused all sorts of problems with my wife.
How is that possible? You have a left hand, you have a right hand. There you go.
My wife has problems with left and right.
She has a master's degree.
I believe it. That's the same thing Barrett said at the table, which got him in trouble.
Well, it's a good thing I don't live with Lana.
No, you'd have been grounded for an hour or two.
I forgot about her difficulties with left and right.
Yeah, that is a real thing.
I don't mean to make fun.
No, I know. It's just something. From the 978, one relative went snooping through another's cell phone and then took what they saw and brought it back to the other members of the family.
Rude.
And it wasn't even somebody who was there at the party.
Rude.
This isn't Real Housewives. Who does that in real life?
I have no idea.
Snoops through somebody's phone, then blows up their spot. You're a bad person.
Yeah, that is just wrong. Listen, everybody's hanging out. There's a lot of stress of the holidays, a lot of travel stress. I mean, my sister-in-law and her husband, they drove from Charlotte to Cape Cod. It took them like 16 hours with the dog in the car and then our 2 dogs and then just all of it and everything. It's just, and then you start playing a dice game.
Honestly, you guys have to stop playing games.
But oh, by the way, Kennedy, I was the big winner.
Okay.
Guess how much I won?
I don't know.
Well, you won scratch tickets, so it's hard to.
Yeah.
How much did you win on the scratch ticket you won?
Yeah.
$2.
Mm. I won $60, Dan.
So at the end of the game, you got to sit there and scratch up all the scratchers?
Yes.
Well, that's a good way to end it.
Yes, exactly. It was awesome.
Yo face.
And I've never played a scratchy before, so I didn't know there's also like 2X, 5. I didn't even know how to read it. I didn't.
You've never done a scratch ticket before?
I've never done a scratchy.
How do you call yourself someone who lives in Massachusetts?
I've just never bought one. I just never see the sense in it.
And you've never gotten one as a gift?
No.
That is a gift people give in the Massachusetts Commonwealth.
Yeah, I didn't understand what was going on, what you can there's certain things to scratch and other things you're not supposed to scratch.
Oh my gosh.
Man, you can't understand left, right, center, or scratch tickets,
Everything is brand new at your house. That's what I love about it. It's like the sun is rising for the first time. You guys, there's this thing called a scratchy.
And dawn breaks.
From the 857 from Corey, many years ago, one of my friends stabbed her sister in the hand with a fork reaching for the last dinner roll.
My sister threw a fork across the table one time and stuck it right between my brother's eyes.
No.
Yeah, it was amazing. it was hanging there.
And from the 978, leave Lana alone. I'm 47 and I still have trouble with my left and my right.
I get it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Judith from Somerville.
Hello.
Hey, Judith.
Hey, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Kennedy.
In your overalls.
617-931-1... I don't know what that was. We already did that part, didn't we, Dan?
Do you smell burnt toast right now?
No, I don't. But it is a Monday after a long weekend. I don't know where I am. Kennedy has left the studio. I know that. We have 5 trivia questions. They are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win, you tie. Kennedy gets the win. Are you ready, Judith?
Yes, I think so.
The makers of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey have some more classic children's horror movies in the works called Bambi, The Reckoning, and Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. Who is the villain in Peter Pan?
Hook.
Matt Cameron turning 60 years old today. He is the drummer for Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam was formed in Seattle, Washington in 1990 and was one of the pioneers of which genre of rock music from that era?
It's not just regular rock music?
No, there was a... You know,
it's a sound that they helped curate from
Seattle.
Yeah,
they all wore flannel. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Screaming Trees.
Yeah, I don't know.
Question number 3. Squid Game actor Oh Young-soo has been indicted in South Korea for inappropriately touching a woman. He denies it, though. Which country did Squid Game come from?
I don't know.
What did you say?
He said, I don't know.
Oh.
He plays the old man in the show just for reference of who he is.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
I've never seen it. Oh.
You're the only one.
Well, it was in the question. You missed that. Question number 4. Yesterday, Shania Twain released the deluxe edition of her 1997 album, Come On Over. There are 3 bonus tracks, and each one is a live duet with either Elton John, Chris Martin, or Nick Jonas. Finish the lyric from one of Shania's biggest hits.
You're still the one.
Good night. Question number 5. 28 years ago today, Jeffrey Dahmer was killed in prison while cleaning the toilets. Which actor just portrayed Dahmer in the Netflix show of the same name?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! I didn't even realize I put the answer in that question, so maybe I'm not pitching my game either today.
See that, Dan? It's a Monday. It's tough after 4 days.
I threw stones
off.
And I was living in a glass house the whole time.
That's all right. That's all right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Judith got 1 out of 5.
Soosh.
Yikes.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The makers of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey have some more classic children's horror movies on the way, including Bambi, The Reckoning, and Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. Who is the villain in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Tied at 1. He might say the crocodile, but... Matt Cameron turning 60 years old today, Kennedy. He is the drummer for Pearl Jam. Of course, they were formed in Seattle in 1990, and they were one of the pioneers of which genre of rock music from that era? What'd you say?
Grunge.
Grunge. Yes, that is correct. 2-1. Question number 3. Squid Game actor Oh Young-soo has been indicted in South Korea for inappropriately touching a woman, and he denies it. Which country did Squid Game come from?
South Korea.
That is correct. 3-1. Question number 4. Yesterday, Shania Twain released a deluxe edition of her 1997 smash album, Come On Over. There are 3 bonus tracks, and each one is a live duet with either Elton John, Chris Martin, or Nick Jonas. Finish the lyric, Kennedy, from her greatest hits. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong
to. You're still the one I... one at home. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life.
Still for the life. One I... the one I want for life. Yes, that is.
Alrighty then.
3-1. Question number 5. It was 28 years ago today. Jeffrey Dahmer was killed in prison while cleaning the toilets. Which actor just portrayed Dahmer in the Netflix show of the same name?
Evan Peters?
That is it. Nice job, Kennedy. Bet they didn't have those Toto toilets in there. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Judith, I'm sorry. We do love a good sooch, though, on this show.
Yep. If you're not going to beat her, just get a sooch.
Yep.
Happy to oblige.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Judith from Somerville, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.